Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for June 10th, 2010. My name's Martin Drummond. I want to talk to you about the power of patience. Movie theaters would likely go bankrupt if they had to rely on movies that follow the theme of Proverbs 16:32. That verse says this: "Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city." Hollywood makes a fortune each year from action movies filled with tough guys, blazing guns, swinging fists, special effects, and blood-dripping carnage. The fact is that millions of people spend billions of dollars in order to watch good guy warriors put a serious hurtin' on the bad guy warriors. And video games? You talk about a warrior mentality. Now, it was King Solomon who wrote Proverbs 16:32, and he was not known as a mighty warrior like his dad, King David, but instead as the ultimate whiz kid. And Solomon was inspired by God's Holy Spirit to write what he did in this verse, so he knew its words were true. He also knew that he'd failed in his own life to abide by this teaching on every occasion. The fact that he had 900 wives and concubines points to the fact he was lacking in patience in a variety of ways. And he had way too many big boy toys to have been adequately patient in seeking first the kingdom of God in all things. Ecclesiastes describes Solomon's impatient journey through the swamp of selfishness that finally left him with a lesson that was available to him from the very beginning. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Solomon eventually realized that the blending of patience and character and truth is what generates meaningful, godly influence upon the lives of others, not big biceps and large caliber guns. Yes, my fist can change the shape of somebody's nose, but it is my patient character and message that can influence somebody's heart. So when your jilted pride is calling you to morph into some self-seeking superhero in order to make somebody pay, remember Solomon's counsel, my friend. Patiently look within yourself and within God's word for the wisest response that will defend truth, define your character, and display to observers that flawed attitude of the person causing you problems. With so many people around us watching how we handle criticism and personal attacks, it's valuable to be known as the patient person with a strong measure of self-control, rather than as Vendetta Vinny, who has to make somebody pay in order to feel good about himself or herself. Remember this during your parenting conflicts. Patiently hold fast to biblical parenting principles. Deflect the emotional cost of adolescent verbal indiscretions, while at the same time calmly enforcing appropriate consequences for disobedience. The alternative of yelling hurtful things at your kids might win a skirmish over control of the moment. Yet the win-it-all-costs mentality in a parent, unfortunately, can also build a thick wall that chokes off any chance for a long-term goal of a lifelong relationship with that child. The same principle applies in marriage, in the workplace, in church, and in every other relationship setting. Patiently trust in God's word, my friend. Imitate Christ's patience-filled behavior and trust God to take care of business with the attacker. That way, God can work through your patience to change the world, starting in your little corner. As always, I love you, Martin.